Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. This is Barbara Connors, and I have some charges on my Discover card from you that were not approved, and they need to be credited, please.
May I have your zip code, please?
34473.
And you said that first and last name is Barbara Connors?
Right, C-O-N-N-O-R-S.
Give me one second. Is it a possibility it could be under a different name? Charles Connors?
I'm sorry, could it be a what?
Could it be Charles Connors?
Yes. The account is Barbara Connors, but I guess it was under Charles Connors.
Okay.
He ordered.
Yes, ma'am. For security purposes, may I have the address associated with that?
Sure. 16215 Southwest 15th Court, Ocala, Florida.
And thank you for that information. And I do see an account associated with him where he paid $7.45 to receive a Wi-Fi booster.
Correct. He purchased that. Then since then, there's been two other charges, January 16th for $49.97, and again on 2/16 for $56.95. These he did not approve, and these I want removed from this account.
Yes, ma'am, I do see that. Now, that charge of $49.97, it was a membership. They charged him that item that he got, the Wi-Fi booster, was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct online store. And that membership fee for being enrolled in there was $49.97. I do see on the 24th of January that he also paid $7.95 to receive a tablet.
On the 24th of January?
Yes, ma'am. He paid $7.95 shipping and handling for a tablet.
Okay. I don't know that he got that, and I don't see the charge. What kind of tablet was it? He has plenty of tablets.
I'm not quite sure what it was. I do see that in there, but that $56.95, I do see that that's the continuous charge of the membership fee for being a part of the Factory Direct Savings Store.
No, no, he does not want to be this membership. He was not aware that there was any kind of membership fee because he's not using this. I mean, it's membership fee for what? What is it for?
For being enrolled into the Factory Direct Savings Store, which is the online gadget store.
Oh, I see. So
yes,
in order
yes,
to purchase things, he has to pay this membership fee? I don't think so.
For as long as he's enrolled.
So. You need to credit this all off of there.
Okay, now, ma'am, I do see that you did call in. It was yesterday. And
he
you
called
were?
In, yes.
Okay, and you were counseled out of that.
He said just stop this, and so they weren't going to charge him anymore for it anymore.
Correct.
But we want to be credited for the charges in the past because he hasn't used it, and he doesn't plan on using it. And that's a lot of money every month for something he's not using.
Okay.
And either you credit it.
Now, the only one that I can offer him a 35% refund on would be the most recent charge. It's the one on February the 16th. I can offer you a 35% refund on that one.
You can do that, but I won't be happy with it. I'll still call my credit card, and I will call the Better Business Bureau. And I will call them, find out what kind of government agency would cover this and tell
okay.
them that.
Okay.
This
give
is
me,
just a fraudulent thing.
Okay. Give me one second, ma'am. Let me place you on a brief hold and speak with my
sure.
supervisor, okay?
Okay.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I was informed as a one-time courtesy that I can actually refund of the $56.95 on the last charge, okay?
All right.
And
well,
that
we'll
will take at least 3 to 5 business days to refund back to the account.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
And then there will be no more charges?
No, ma'am.
Whatever it is.
Yes, he's completely counseled out of that.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.